Democrats in Massachusetts are highly motivated to vote in next week's midterm elections, but they are not as fired up about a possible run for president by their U.S. Senator, Democrat Elizabeth Warren. That's according to a new poll by the Western New England University Polling Institute. Dr. Tim Versalotti, director of the institute, says Democrats in Massachusetts are enthusiastic to get to the polls on Tuesday. He spoke to WAMC News this morning by cell phone.
So we measure enthusiasm a couple of ways. One is interest in the election, and we ask people, do you have a lot, some, a little, or none at all when it comes to interest? What we found was that 70% of voters said they have a lot of interest, whereas when we've asked that question in the past two midterms, in 2014 and 2010, the percentage ranged from 52 to 58%. So that 70% is a lot closer to what we'd see in a presidential election cycle, when about 80% of voters will say they have a lot of interest. We also asked voters, are you more enthusiastic, less enthusiastic, or about the same about voting in this election? We found 49% said they were more enthusiastic than usual, which is a significantly high number for a midterm election.
Certainly no surprise in the fact that Governor Baker and Senator Warren are expected to win easily next week, but there are some doubts about Senator Warren running for president. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, there are. We asked individuals what they thought about Senator Warren running for president in 2020 and whether that would be a good idea or a bad idea. 56% said it would be a bad idea. 27% said it would be a good idea. And interestingly, we had asked this question back in April of 2015 when some Democratic Party activists were pushing Elizabeth Warren to consider running against Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. And we found similar numbers then, where a majority of voters said they thought it was a bad idea. We asked a follow-up question in a sentence or two, can you say why this would either be a good idea or a bad idea? And what we found was that this cut across her supporters and her critics. It wasn't as if supporters said good idea, critics said bad idea. Among those who said good idea, 25% said they like Elizabeth Warren, she has good ideas. 18% think she can beat Donald Trump. But then the third most common response came from her critics, who liked the idea of her running because they think she'll lose. 15% offered that response. In terms of folks who thought it was a bad idea, the most common response was the belief that Elizabeth Warren is too liberal to run in a general election for the presidency. Another 18% said they thought she couldn't win. 17% said they didn't like her issue positions. Among her supporters, 8% said bad idea because they like having her in the Senate and they prefer to see her serve there.
Was there any mention of the controversy regarding her Native American heritage and the recent DNA testing?
There were a handful of responses that would sum really to just 1% or 2% that made reference to that. And we were in the field when she released the results of that DNA test. And just looking at her job approval across the nights of polling and the sentiment about a possible presidential run, we did not see a significant effect coming up right after that she released the results of the DNA test.
Dr. Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Polling Institute.